This is Truman Bradley bidding you welcome to a half hour of fun and music starring Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson's music, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith, brought to you by the makers of Raleigh Cigarettes. And ladies and gentlemen, the personality of every cigarette is in the tobacco blend. And Raleigh Cigarettes have a winning personality because they give you a golden-rich tobacco blend. Only the more golden tobaccos go into Raleigh's exclusive blend. Tobaccos that experts will tell you are choicer, more expensive. And not just two or three, but 31 different domestic and imported tobaccos are used, masterfully blended by the world's finest tobacco blenders. Yes, every step, every detail works together to make Raleigh's golden rich blend truly perfection. That's why Raleigh cigarettes give you a far smoother, milder taste and flavor. And remember, Raleigh's give you valuable B&W coupons, redeemable for over 70 luxury premiums. So get the pack with the coupon on the back. The cigarettes with the golden rich tobacco blend, Raleigh's. That was Ozzie Nelson's arrangement of the grand old favorite, Ida. And here is MGM's brand new favorite, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you, and good evening, friends, and good evening to the people who heard last week's show, too.
Hi, Red. Haven't seen you since the first program.
I know. I've been A-W-O-L.
What's that?
All week on the lam. But I feel great tonight, now.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Red. You sure were nervous last week.
Yeah, you don't know the half of it. I was scared so stiff that two starch companies wanted to sponsor me.
Well, I was a little nervous myself.
Little nervous? Listen, you were so scared that your knees kept tapping out V for victory.
Well, you weren't worried about tonight's program, were you, Ed?
Well, I worry all the time. In fact, I was so worried last night that I went home, put my pants to bed, and I hung over the chair all night.
Say, did you hear any reports on last week's show?
Yeah, everybody liked it but a couple.
A couple? Who were they?
The listeners and the sponsor.
Say, Red, did you talk to the sponsor?
Talk to him? I pleaded with him.
Tell me, what'd he say?
Oh, nothing. He just looked at me like I was crazy.
What'd you do?
I just stood there looking back as if though I wasn't. come in. Are you looking for someone, fella?
Yes, old boy. I'm on a treasure hunt, and I have to bring back an egg.
Well, you won't find any eggs around here.
No, I'll wait outside till your next joke.
Hey, who is that, Red?
Oh, just some guy trying to break the monotony. Say, Harriet, how would you like to go over and see my picture whistling in the dark after the program tonight?
Oh, Red, but I've seen it.
Look, if I can sit through it 35 times, you can sit through it twice. Say, did you hear anything about last week's program?
Yeah. And did you see your picture in the paper?
No, where is it? Let's see.
Right here in the Exterminators Weekly. Right. Say, Red, what does that mean over the top of your picture? Don't let this happen to you.
Well, that's just an expression used by we termites.
Hello, Harriet. Hello, Red.
Well, Ozzie Nelson, say,
congratulations on last week's show.
Do you mean you heard something that we didn't hear?
Yeah, I got a letter from my grandmother, and boy, she's a critic.
Yeah, what'd she say?
Well, here's her letter. It says, Dear Ozzie, heard the program, and believe me, the band never sounded better.
Well, skip all of that. What did it say about me?
In fact, the band was so good that Joe and I... Joe's my grandfather.
Who cares? What does it say about me?
It says, who was that man making with the monkey shines? I remember his jokes, but I can't place him.
Your grandmother, huh?
I got a letter from my grandmother, too.
Oh, you did? Well, skip all the part about how good your singing was, and what does she say?
Nothing.
She didn't say anything about me?
Oh yes. Yes, it says, P.S. Who was that icky who kept interrupting your singing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I happen to get that I got a letter from my grandmother, too. And I'll take her criticism because she's older than both of your grandmothers put together. In fact, she was the only one to make a round trip on the Mayflower. She was turned back at Ellis Island.
So, well, what does your grandmother say?
Well, it says, Dear Richard, believe me, what Ozzie and Harriet's grandmother say is the truth.
Mm.
was Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard singing Mary LaGuardia's theme song entitled I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire. Say, Wonderful Smith, come over here. You look a little tired tonight. What's
your name? I am, Mr. Skelton. I've been downtown shopping.
Oh.
Today was Dollar Day.
Oh, no. Dollar Day was a month ago.
Maybe for you, but I just got my dollar today.
Well, tell me, what were you shopping for?
My trousseau.
Trousseau? Listen, a trousseau is for a girl.
I know that. I ain't gonna get all dressed up for no gopher.
You in love, huh?
Yes, sir, I sure am. Are you in love, Mr. Skelton?
No, I always look this way when I'm behind in my car payments. Say, what's your girl's name?
Frenesy.
Frenesy?
Frenesy Johnson. I'm sure crazy about her. I give her a box of candy 3 times a day after meals.
Well, is she fat?
No, sir. She's just pleasingly lump.
Lump? Listen, lump means...
Mr. Skelton, I've gone with this gal a long time.
Well, look, you seem a little bit worried. Have you got a problem?
Yes, sir, I have. I'm in love with 2 gals. One of them's got money, and the other one's good looking.
Oh, I see.
Maybe you could help me.
No, I couldn't do anything about that. I couldn't help you out a bit. But here, call this number. Over there, right over there, and put the nickel in the slot. Go ahead.
All right, sir.
Ah, Daddy, I want a diamond ring, a bracelet, everything. Ah, Daddy.
The wrong slot.
Oh, here's the phone.
Yeah.
Hello? Miss Fairfax? This is Wonderful Smith. And I'm having heart trouble. I'm in love with 2 women at the same time. What you say? Which one of them's my wife? Oh, I ain't married to either one of them.
What's she gonna do?
She's gonna tell Ripley. No, ma'am. I know I can't marry both of them.
No, that would be bigamy.
Bigamy, too. Well, it's this way, Miss Fairfax. The girl I really love is going around with a great big strong fella. What's that? Why don't I take away from him? Well, we don't do that very often in the razor set.
Come on, Wonderful. Tell Miss Fairfax what you want.
Oh, yes. Miss Fairfax, you know all those letters you get from that gal signed Desperate? Well, what I want to know is, could you please give me Desperate's phone number?
Look, Wonderful, if you're so anxious to get married, you better decide on what type of a husband you want to be. Now, what kind are you going to be?
Oh, I don't know. I guess just plain old married.
Oh, well, you can't do that. The neighbors wouldn't have anything to talk about. Gee, you know, the neighbors have to have something to talk about. You've heard people say, gee, she's a nice kid, but did you see that bum she's married to? See, right away, the husband is a type. Now, what type would you like to be?
What other types have you?
Well, we have all kinds. First, we have the nagging type. He's usually a fellow like this.
Good morning, dear.
Are you trying to start an argument? Now, give me that paper.
Oh, the headlines are terrible this morning.
You mean Little Face got away?
No, nothing as tragic as that.
Yeah.
Coffee, dear?
Yeah, and I hope it's better than that stuff you made yesterday. Say, what kind of coffee was that?
Drip.
What did you call me?
Not you, dear, not you. They call the brand Drip.
Oh, for a minute I thought you'd forgotten who wears the long pants in this family.
I think you'll like this coffee much better. The flavor is so richer, so much more
mellow. Oh, never mind the commercial. Just pour me a saucerful. Now, that's coffee. The way I like it, it's just a little chewy. I'll have
have some more of that.
And stop reading the back of my paper. Say, where's my eggs?
On page 3 of the sports section, dear.
Huh?
Is your toast too hard to cut?
What?
I said, is your toast too hard to cut?
Oh, no. It's just right. Hey, what's the matter? What are you crying about? Have you been listening to those daytime serial programs again?
No, it's not that. It's you. I just come into a room and you snap my head off. You never kiss me anymore.
No.
You never take me up to Mulholland Drive anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry if I've been mean. Look, I'll try to change. Come on, give me some more coffee.
No, dear, I think you've had enough.
Oh, please, dear, just one more slurp.
Oh, all right.
Thank you. Boy, this is sure good coffee. Why hasn't it ever tasted like this before?
Because it's the first morning I've put poison in it.
Oh. That last sketch was entitled Arsenics and Old Jokes. Say, do you think you could handle that type of a husband wonderful?
That would be nice, but it's not my size.
Oh.
What else have you?
Well, we have the henpecked husbands. They're usually fellas like this.
Is that my darling?
No, it's your husband.
What's the matter with you? You look pale.
Well, I do?
Yeah, you're a much lighter green.
Well, I know. It's my job at the laundry. Gee, no matter how hard I try, I can't seem to get my things as white as the other fellas do.
Do you think you're doing too much laundry work?
Yeah, it's getting so nobody notices my hands anymore.
Well, don't stand there pouting.
I'm not pouting.
Well, then, what's the matter with your lips?
I had a very unfortunate experience with a Pepsi-Cola bottle.
And another thing. I've heard that you've been talking about me with the boys at the laundry.
Oh, why, darling, I never mention you.
Oh, so you're ashamed of me, aren't
you? No, don't hit me, dear. I'm not ashamed of you, really. I love you. I love your beautiful golden hair. It's so soft and silky. By the way, where is it?
The top of it. Now listen, Drooper Man. Page 12. If you ever tell anybody that I hit you, I'll beat your other ear off. And another thing, today was payday, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, I almost forgot.
You almost forgot? Why, you little chiseler. Oh, how you'd love to get your mitts on that money. Give me that pay envelope.
Oh, here's my pay envelope.
What's this pink slip doing in here?
I don't know. I hope it's yours. Go ahead, dear. Count the money.
Let's see now. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 14, 50, 14, 75, 14, 95. You're short. What'd you do with that other nickel?
I spin it at zeros.
You spent that nickel at Ciro's, that expensive place?
Yes, I did.
How?
Well, I went around to the back and gave the man my nickel, and he let me smell a hot roll.
This is the end.
Now, don't you hit me. Now, you stop it, you big bully. I'm getting sick and tired of having to put up with you. I'm getting sick and tired of walking around the house with a big chair and a whip in my hand. Now, you listen to me. If you much as lay a hand on me again, I'll beat you, and I'll do it, too.
Why, you little weasel. Come down off of that chandelier and say that.
Hey, do you think you can handle that type of a guy?
Nope. I'm a little too heavy for such a light character.
Well, maybe you'd like to be a night owl. One of these type of guys.
Well, here we are, mister. This is your house. Come on, wake up.
Goodbye, dear. I'll be back with a beard. Cause I'm in the army now. How much do I owe you, taxi driver?
If you'll take your hand off that meter, I'll tell you. Come on, take your hand off the meter.
Now, wait a minute. Let's not get nosy, driver.
Come on, get out of the cab.
All right, I'll get out. No running board, eh?
Gee, did you hurt yourself?
No, I didn't hurt myself, but I think you better put some splints on this bottle.
Come on, I'll help you into the house.
Is this my house?
Yep, that's your house.
Well, why? How long have I been living in a merry-go-round?
Take it easy.
Gee, I wish I had my kangaroo here.
Why do you wish you had your kangaroo here?
He's got my house key in his pocket. Boy, that's funny, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, that's funny. Yeah. You know, you ought to get a load of me at parties. Boy, I'm a scream. I put on ladies' hats, you know.
I bet you do.
Yeah, the other night at a party, I was so funny that everybody's hair turned white.
Listen, if you haven't got a key, you better push the bell.
No. Might wake somebody up. Look, I got a better idea. Listen. Good thing I had my bugle with me, wasn't it? Hey, pal. Hey, where'd you go, pal? Hmm? I guess my pal went home. Well, I guess I'd better go on in and get it over with. Yoo-hoo! Oh, wifey dear, Four Roses is home.
Are you intoxicated?
Hmm?
I said, are you intoxicated?
Isn't she sweet? The way she puts things.
Richard, have you been drinking canned heat again?
Yeah, coffee keeps me awake.
Oh, Richard, what's that animal you have with you? Is it a trained seal?
It ain't the little foxes. Gee, you know, I don't feel so good.
Oh, shall I get you a glass of water?
Did you say water?
Yes, I said water.
I don't like to drink that stuff.
I thought you promised the doctor you wouldn't drink anymore.
Well, I only drink 35 martinis for my health.
You drank 35 martinis for your health?
You don't mean to say that you didn't know olives contain vitamin B1. You're getting kind of funny lately. You don't like my friends, do you?
I haven't anything against them.
Well, then apologize for what you said.
What did I say?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Richard, I'm going to break you of drinking if it kills me. Look out the window. See that building?
Yeah.
The one with all the lights on it?
Yeah, you mean the one doing the jitterbug dance?
Do you know what that building is?
No, I don't know what that building is.
That's a distillery.
Hmm?
Come back here. And I just want you to know that they can make it faster than you can drink it.
Yeah, but I got them working nights, though.
Hey, Red. Red, you're certainly the well-dressed man tonight.
Yeah, how do you like my new socks? Ain't they something?
Pretty fancy, Red.
Yeah, $5 a pair.
Ooh, $5.
Yep.
And on top of that, you had to pay for the tax, too.
What do you mean, tax? I don't use tax. I use garters.
Well, I mean the new defense tax, Red. You know, friends, those new taxes are increasing the price of everything. Those luxuries and extra things you want for yourself and for your home today cost more than ever. But here's a good suggestion. smoke Raleigh cigarettes, a pack with a coupon on the back, and save those valuable golden coupons. With Raleigh coupons, you can get over 70 magnificent premiums, many of the very things you've been wanting. And mind you, it's all nationally advertised quality merchandise. We have a complete catalog, picturing in full color all of the Raleigh premiums. To get your free catalog, just write Raleigh in care of the station to which you are listening. But don't wait for the catalog. Tonight, start smoking Raleigh cigarettes. The pack with a coupon on the back. The cigarettes with a golden rich tobacco blend. As fine a cigarette as anyone knows how to make. Yes, it pays to smoke Raleigh's.
Nicely done, Truman.
Why, thank you, Red. Say, when you were showing Wonderful Smith the different types of husbands, you didn't mention anything about the newlyweds. Tell me, isn't that interesting?
Well, I don't know. What do you say we look into on a newly married couple and see what happens on the honeymoon? Uh-huh. Huh? Well, here we are on our honeymoon. Excited?
Yeah. It's the first time I've ever ridden in a car.
Yeah.
Oh, be careful, dear. There's a red light. Aren't you going to stop for it?
No, we're married now.
Oh, I think it was awfully sweet of you to buy this car for our honeymoon.
You like it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's a little old, isn't it?
Well, don't worry. It doesn't burn much coal. Gee, I sure do love you.
I know you do.
Yeah, how do you know?
We haven't been on the highway for the past 20 miles.
Yeah. Say, are you hungry? Would you like to have a hamburger?
I'd rather have a kiss.
Okay.
Let's stop and get a hamburger. Oh, Richard, who's that man hanging on the side of the car wiping the windshield? He's been there all day.
Oh, he's the man from the filling station. He wouldn't take no for an answer. Kiss me again, dear.
All right.
I thought you were a homegirl.
Gee, what makes this car bump around like this?
I think the rims need a little air.
Gee, I can't believe we're really married.
Yeah.
Gee, I can't believe we're really married. Gee, I can't believe we're really married.
Don't look at me. I ain't going to say it.
We're getting pretty near Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Did you make a reservation at the hotel?
Yeah, we have the bridal suite.
Don't you mean suite?
No, this is for nervous couples.
Oh, look, Red. There's the hotel now.
Yeah, and you know I'm not a bit disappointed.
What do you mean?
I didn't expect it to look like those postcards.
Oh, gee, the hotel's right next to the cemetery.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I'll pay the bill this time.
I hope nobody recognizes us.
Yeah, I don't think they will. Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll comb my hair down over one eye, and they'll think I'm Veronica Lake. There, do I look like Veronica? Well, say something.
Heil.
Well, this is the place. I'll stop the car.
Whoa!
What breaks? Darling, would you mind picking the windshield wiper out of my teeth?
Come on, Red, let's go in.
Yeah.
And, sweetheart, when we're walking through the lobby, mm-hmm. we don't want anybody to know we're newlyweds.
Yeah.
So let's talk about something else.
Okay. Played much baseball lately?
Well, not much. I.
Carry your bag, mister.
Now, what's your language, bub? This name's a lady. Come on, dear. I'll go over and talk to the desk clerk.
Ah, there. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Dewdrop Inn.
The Dewdrop Inn?
Yes, formerly the Bucket of Blood.
Say, what is this, a murder farm?
Oh, no. This is the best hotel in Niagara Falls. We have running water in every room.
Running water in every room?
Yes. You just turn the faucet and the roof rolls back. You wish to register?
What do you think I'm doing here in Niagara Falls?
May I ask you something?
Why, certainly, madam.
In the morning, may we have breakfast in the room?
Yes, but you won't like it.
Why not?
No balcony.
No balcony. Now, the rooms are 50 cents and $12. For the $12, you get a feather bed with a mattress.
Yeah, what do you get for 50 cents?
Mashed potatoes with a blanket. Front boy.
Yes, sir.
Take these peasants to room 104.
You ain't gonna give them that room, are you?
Say, what's the matter with that room?
Well, that's the room where the fella's sitting in the chair with the knife in his back.
Hasn't he moved yet?
No. Stubborn, ain't he? Well, would you step in the elevator, please?
Of course.
Well, we're in the elevator. Let's go.
Mm-mm. Just a minute. Mm-mm. All ashore that's gone ashore. All ashore that's gone ashore.
Ah, come on, let's go.
Yes, sir. Whoops!
Wait a minute, let's see your pilot's license.
Here we are. Your room is right here. It's the bridal suite.
Well, let's go in.
Yeah. Let's. Okay, you can put me down now, dear.
Well, you need any ice water?
No, thank you, no.
You want me to straighten the curtains?
No, thanks. No, everything's all right.
Need any razor blades?
No. Oh, I almost forgot the tip. Well, just a minute. Here.
My, I had to maneuver more than the Army in Louisiana.
Well, don't worry. I'll give you a tip and a nice big one, too. All right, here's my money pocket. There you are. What's the matter? Isn't it big enough?
Man. Look at that Indian chase, that buffalo.
Alone at last.
Yeah.
Just think, dear, we've been married for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Remember when we were engaged? Father made you go home every night at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I remember.
But now we're married.
Yeah.
And we're on our honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
All alone.
Yeah. Well, how about a game of pinochle?
Oh, Richard.
Oh, I was just fooling. You know, I was just thinking how wonderful it is being married to you. I can just picture you and me in our little vine-covered cottage. And someday...
Yes, go on.
Someday we might have enough Raleigh coupons to get a bridge table.
This certainly is a lovely hotel. And so close to Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Listen, you can hear the falls.
How do you like that? The government's cutting down on that, too.
Richard, don't you love me anymore?
Sure.
You haven't kissed me for 10 minutes. Why?
I'm resting. Oh, watch this.
I beg your program. What pardon are you listening to?
Wait a minute. You got that a little mixed up, haven't you?
What do I care? I'm leaving for camp tomorrow.
Say, you know, I've just been wondering what our children will look like. I mean, by that, well, I don't know your family very well.
Well, here's a picture of my uncle when he was 3 years old.
This is a picture of your uncle when he was 3 years old?
Yes.
Why, that's a physical impossibility.
Oh, darling, what does it matter? Hold me close.
Like this?
Closer.
Like this?
Closer.
Look, honey, I can put my finger through my ribs.
Oh, fine. Watch this. Come in.
There's a package for you, sir.
Don't bother me now. I'll get the package in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Well, put on your tennis shoes. I'm going to kiss you again.
Okay, shoot the smoochie to me, Stoogie.
Yeah. Oh, fine. Watch this. Come in.
Beg pardon, sir. That package wasn't for you.
Oh, fine. That's the finish. Let's pack our bags and get out of here. Where's the nearest fire escape?
Oh, now, calm down, sweetheart. It's all right. Don't carry on. You know how much I love you. Mm. I'm just crazy about this diamond engagement ring you gave me.
You really like it?
Mm-hmm. But I think it needs a new battery.
Oh, it doesn't use... It doesn't use batteries.
No?
No, you just plug it into the wall.
Darling, isn't it quiet now?
Yes.
We haven't been disturbed for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
This is wonderful.
Yeah. Coochie, 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 coochie.
Coochie, coochie, coochie.
Coochie, coochie.
Coochie, coochie.
Coochie.
Hey, what's going on in there?
Now, let's not get nosy, Bob.
Say, Truman, I've been noticing that you smoke a pop... Truman, I've noticed you've been smoking a pipe a lot lately.
That's right, Red. Our companion sponsor is responsible for that.
You mean he gave you the pipe?
No, he introduced me to Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco. Gentlemen, try Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco just once and you'll smoke it for life. And here's why. Sir Walter Raleigh is the quality pipe tobacco of America. If you paid $100 a pound for a special mixture, you couldn't get a finer quality. It gives you everything you want in the perfect pipe tobacco. It has a rich taste, a mellow flavor, a fragrant aroma. It burns just exactly right. Extra cool, even and slow. It's little wonder Sir Walter Raleigh is the favorite with men everywhere who know and appreciate quality pipe tobacco. Why not get started with Sir Walter Raleigh tonight? Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours, Truman Bradley, would all be back at the same time next Tuesday evening. We hope you'll all be waiting for us. Until then...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now.
Red Skelton appears on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.